Dad told me that if I was to speak today that I had to wear my shirt, so thought I'd just put it on. I don't think I can really compete with that drama. Anyway, I'm here to talk to you today about a very simple topic, but I think it's quite an important topic. Are you feeling passionate today? Are you feeling a little bit more enthused than when you woke up this morning, or a little bit tired? Okay. I have a question for every single person in this room, okay? Whether you are tall, whether you are small, okay? Whether you're young, you're old, you're male, female, Christian, or you're not a Christian today. Could we have the next, skip two slides, that'd be great. Brilliant, okay. I want to ask you all the question in this room. Do you have a relationship with God in your life? Okay, let's hold on there, okay. For those of you in this room that are not Christians, I just want to start by saying, having a relationship with God is the best thing that you could do in your entire life. It is the best decision you can ever make. You may think some of the people here are a little bit crazy. To be honest, I do too. Okay, but you know what? It's not just about the way we look, okay? And I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. Now, for some of you in this room, you might be thinking, well, I'm already a Christian, okay? I already have a relationship with God. How is this question even relevant to me? Okay, so we're going to look at it in a little bit more depth, okay? We're going to expand on the question. Okay, do you have a real relationship with God in every area of your life? Go to the next slide. And so what we're going to highlight is two points today. A real relationship, okay, in every area of your life. This shirt is really annoying me, so I'm going to take it off. Okay, can we go for the next slide again? Maybe for some of you today, you believe that a relationship equals, okay, accepting God into your life. Next point, going to church, praying, fasting, or reading the Bible. Maybe you just think people that have a relationship with God are religious nuts. I don't know. And why do people accept God into their life? To get into heaven, to hand over all their issues to God, and to give you a purpose for living. Okay, all of those things are probably correct, you know. They are important things. But I think that having a relationship with God is a little bit more than just this. In 1996, on the 6th of March, I was 6 years of age. Nice and easy to remember. I was at a church in King Standing, and out there they had a production called Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. And in that service, I decided that I wanted a relationship with God. I was so touched with God, I said, God, I'm so passionate about you. I know that you must exist. Lord, if you're real, I want to have a relationship with you. And I said these words. I said, I want God at the center of my life. Now notice something here. It wasn't that I wanted God at the center of my life. That wasn't the focus, okay? The focus was this. I wanted God at the center of my life. You see, it was never ever about me. It was always about God. You see, I could plan out my whole life in front of you guys today. I could plan out absolutely everything. But do you know what? It might not necessarily be what God has actually designed me for. In that moment, I decided I wanted to serve God the rest of my life. You might think that's quite a profound statement for a six-year-old. Okay? But do you know what? No one can tell me at the age of a six-year-old, well, that any six-year-old has a real grasp of what a two-way relationship is. At that age, okay, an hour can seem like a day's wait. I want to use the TV! Some of you may think at the age of six that a a 12-year-old is a giant, okay? There is such a big world in there, and it's so easy for us just to concentrate on ourselves because we feel so small, we can feel so insignificant. But do you know what? Somehow, at the age of 6 years old, I had a little helper there. I really believe that the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And he said, you know what, Josh? No matter what, I want you to serve me. In Matthew 18, everybody who knows who Jesus is here, and everybody knows who the disciples are. Jesus chose the disciples. Can you open that water for me? Jesus chose the disciples to change the world. Okay? They were the chosen people. They were the most important people of their day. Please don't throw that back. They were the most important people of the day. But although they were going to change a nation, they weren't the most important part of the big picture. In Matthew 18, they asked the question, who was going to be the greatest in heaven? You see, the problem is with these disciples at that time, they wanted to see the rewards they were going to get for what they had done. They wanted to see, they wanted to know if they were going to be great. But do you know what? It wasn't anything about that. Jesus said this to them. He called a little child and placed him among them and said, truly I tell you, unless you become like a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. You see, it's so easy to get caught up in our own life. It's so easy to ask questions just about ourselves. You see, the difference is, Jesus talks about a child here. What do we know about children? Little children actually understand authority quite well from their parents. They understand their parents make decisions for their life. You see, by comparison, who knows, when you get older, decisions just get harder, aren't they? When you're a child, actually, it's quite easy when you've got parents around you, if you've got loving parents or you've had loving parents, to protect you. I wonder today, okay, if some of you who might be in a relationship with God, okay, are in a relationship because of the pension scheme, because of the bonus package, because it's amazing. You get eternal life. You get perfect bodies, no sickness, no pain, no death, full satisfaction, a life in eternity. I wonder how many of you in this room are concentrating on the fact that you have great rewards in heaven. But I wonder if there are any people in this room actually today that actually want to get your hands dirty. Do you actually want to fulfill what God has planned for you on this earth? I personally believe that every single person in this room has a unique plan, a unique destiny, and God has given you the giftings to be able to do it. Do you know what? I am so passionate about God. I believe I would do anything for God. If God instructed me to do it, I would do it. And I can say that happily in front of you guys today because I am so happy with my relationship with God. Do you know what? I can honestly say that I don't know where I would be today if I didn't have a relationship with God. If I didn't have somebody alongside me to help me through every day. Life can be so difficult. Do you know what I wonder? Many of us who are Christians in this room might profess to be Christians. But I wonder if we had armed thugs come in the back of this room today and they were to persecute us to the point of a split life decision. Do you deny God, deny that he exists, walk out of this room and live your life out on earth? Or do you stick to the original commitment that you made to God in your relationship with God? Do you say, I want God at the center of my life? You see, we might die on earth here today believing what we believe. But you know what? In fulfilling our commitment to him, we are fulfilling his purposes. We may be dead on this earth, but just like that dance that we did earlier, we're alive in Christ. We have fulfilled what he has in store for us. Romans 6 says this: for if we have been united with him united with him in a death like this, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like this. I want to ask you guys the question: are you willing to give up your whole life for a God that you may or may not think exists today? Are you prepared to have some miserable times in your life so that God can develop your personality? Jesus said, he never said it was going to be easy. He said, as I am persecuted, so will you. But do you know what? In sticking by what you stick by, in sticking by in what you believe, God will be faithful to you. So we're going to go on to our second point. Do you have a real relationship in every area of your life? You know what, today, having a relationship with God is not just about coming here on a Sunday. People have this misconception about Christians that all they do is come to church on a Sunday. But do you know what, today as a church, if we want to see the church flourish, we need to have God in everything we do, in our relationship, in our families, in our jobs. Do we wake up in the morning and say, God, I want you to be at the center of my relationship? Luke 9, chapter 23. Then he said to them, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Again, we have this image of this, of a, like a child. It's not about us. It's about God. Submitting ourselves to the work of God. It says here, to take up your cross daily and follow me. To take up everything that you are and say, you know what, God, this morning when I wake up and I'm going to pray, I'm going to hand over everything to you. I'm going to ask that you fulfill your plans and your purposes. Some of you in this room, most of you in this room are looking quite worried right now. Some of you today, you may have a relationship, you may have a husband or a wife, a boyfriend, a girlfriend. It might be a father-son relationship, it might be a mother-daughter relationship, okay, where you will do anything for that person. See, what you have learned there is that having a relationship has to give a little on both parts. But you know what? I have to say something today. If you want to follow God, you have to give everything over to him. It's not just give a little bit. It's not just give 10%. Jesus says you're either for me or you're against me. You've got to give everything over to God. You know what? When you come to church on a Sunday morning, are you passionate, ready for Vicky to lead the worship? Are you ready for your woof woof? Okay? Are you ready for your day at work? Are you ready for your tough times in the week? See, being a Christian is, as I said earlier, the best decision that you can make in your life. But I gotta say, sometimes it is the hardest to stick by. It's so easy when you feel tired just not to spend time with God. You know, I believe, you know, this is such a simple, basic topic, but I believe still that 90% of Christians at some point in their life forget to spend time with God when it matters most. See, I believe in this room, he made each and every one of us fit for a purpose. Only he knows fully what this is. Okay, but when we submit ourselves and take up our cross daily, we're saying, God, I'm aligning myself with your plans. And when we're fulfilling them, we're also finding satisfaction. You see, God didn't create you just to have a tough time on earth. No, God created you so when you fulfill his plans, you get enjoyment out of it. Everybody here has their strengths and their talents. You know what? God probably gave you those strengths and your talents. And when you use them, you enjoy it. It says here, do you want to go on to the next slide, I think? What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit their very self? Forfeit what God has created us for. You see, the drama you saw earlier, Liz, that was played by Anna, she understood that she had to take up her cross daily. But you know what the sad part about it was? When God brought someone along to come alongside her and help her take up her cross, she failed because she felt uncomfortable around people that challenged her. Yeah, some of them may have been a little bit wacky, a little bit strange. But do you know what? It's not about the way they look. It's about who they are. It's about what they're passionate about. See, she failed because she, in that moment, she let her background, her religion, her opinion get in the way of a working that God could do in her life. She let her circumstances dictate her God, not her God dictate her circumstances. Do you see what I'm saying? What if I challenged each and every one of you today? Earlier I asked you, if you were persecuted to the point of a split decision, which way would you choose? Sadly, I believe, although taking up a cross daily, just spending time with God to maintain a relationship, to have good communication with God, is such a simple concept, and yet we forget to do the practical part, just doing it. You know, I could stand up here in front of you guys and come up with a theological statement. But you know what? It wouldn't make a difference unless you guys go out and you live a relationship with God. For some of you today that do not know God, I want to challenge you. I don't believe sometimes you can see God unless you go out and you look for him. If sometimes you wake up in the morning, you actually say, God, if you exist, if there is a small chance that you are actually here, why don't you show yourself to me today? Do you know what? I can guarantee you today, I'm standing here before you now. If you ask the question, God, are you there? He will come to you in that day. You look for him, you will find him. It's really hard to understand a relationship with somebody that you may not be able to see in the physical. But you know what? Inside you, there's something burning. It's the spiritual. You can see him in the spiritual. See, why is it that some people find Christianity so false? You see, do you know why it is? It's because there are so many Christians who just fail to live it out. There are so many Christians in this place, maybe all across the world, okay, that fail to have a real relationship with God that overflows. You see, when you have a true relationship with God, you can't help but talk about it. You can't help but let it get out of you. You can't help but get excited about it. You know what? Sometimes you can't help but whoop whoop. Do you see what I'm saying? Whoop. See, the other thing that Christians do, we forget to hand over our issues to God. If you're very much like me, and my parents will probably agree with me on this one, last night I was absolutely stressed about this service. Technical issues, videos weren't working. And do you know what? So easy it is just to concentrate and try and do it by yourself. But you don't have to. Do you know what? You don't have to go through life without God there. All you have to do, it's just develop that relationship, just like I'm speaking to you. Just speak to him. I love the gospel according to Nike. Just do it. Just do it, man. Just do it. Do you know what? Stop complaining. Do you know what? Just get on with life. Do you know what? I believe we serve a really practical God. We serve a God that does things. He's not a stagnant God. He's not a God that doesn't do things. He's a God that sets the example for us so we can just do it. I love the Italian, don't I? My question is to you. Where are you in your relationship with God? And what are you going to do about it? See, when I was a little boy, my parents used to come in at night time with me, and we would talk. They'd pray with me sometimes. But do you know what? I remember talking about something that's quite passionate to me, you know? I had a dream. You know when you... I don't mean a sleeping dream. I had a dream, something that I wanted to do. Who had one of them when they were younger? Do you know what? I wanted to own a huge cruise liner. Do you know what, though? I wanted to carry lots of vehicles in there, food, resources, all sorts, okay? I wanted to pilot that boat over to Africa, and I wanted to feed everybody. There wasn't going to be a single person that didn't have any bread. Do you know what? I wanted to build houses, and I wanted a proper water supply for these people. I wanted God to use me to help other people. I really had a passion to serve him. Money wasn't an opposition to me. I didn't let my circumstances affect me. I just wanted God to work. I wanted God to use me. Do you know, I wonder if there are some people in this room that you've let your dreams just pass you by. You've let your circumstances dictate your God instead of letting your God dictate your circumstances. You may have failed to pick up your cross one morning and forget that God is a God of a miraculous and of the impossible. I believe today you may have had a really hard life. It might not have been easy to live. You may have had really bad experiences of Christians or of non-Christians in your life. And you either think that you're not good enough to get involved or you're too afraid to get involved. Listen, okay, it's not too late to learn, earn your stripes. God made you perfect. Yes, we make mistakes, but you know what? God made you with all the giftings and all the resources and all the ammunition that you need to fulfill his plans. To be honest with you, I find it really hard standing up in front of here and talking to you guys. It doesn't come overly natural to me. And you know, but sometimes I find myself, I do actually enjoy it. Some of you might know, I love to speak out loud. I have a big mouth. It's just the way I am. I love to talk. But you know, although it's not easy, in fact, sometimes it's quite an emotional roller coaster. Often we have technology issues with our services. We have all sorts of problems that happen. You know, sometimes I have to slap myself in the face and I have to say, Josh, wake up. Sort yourself out. Just do it. This isn't about you, okay? This is about the plans and the purposes God has for your life. And through fulfilling that, you will find satisfaction. You're not going to find satisfaction just by sitting there moping about what you're doing. Some of you here come to this church faithfully every single Sunday. But you know what? Some of us fail to see the real need to get involved in church. One morning you may have failed to pick up your cross, align with God, and failed to see the need that this church has. Do you know what? Every single person in this room, whether you're a member of this church or not, has talents and giftings that could contribute here. you know, I believe if 100% of the church got involved, they used your talents, your giftings, I think this church will be double, triple, quadruple the size. It's not about numbers, but you know what? We'll be able to influence so many more people. Do you believe that today? Put your hands up if you don't think you've got a talent. Everybody in this room, do you know what? I've got to tell you, you're wrong. You're the most talented guy I know. You've got more talents than you ever think. You've just got to believe it. Some of you in this room may find yourself a little like the person sitting on the chair here in the drama. You are so focused on what is right and what is wrong before God. Do you know that you fail to see what God is actually providing for you? Three people God provided to walk past, to help and support you. You know what? Every church has its whingers and complainers. And you know what? I have to say, being the pastor's kid, sometimes I'm one of them. If you have found yourself to be like this, Nike, just do it. Sort it out. Ignore your human temptations to gossip and to complain. You only have the right to complain if you're prepared to do something about it. If you're prepared to pick up the litter on the floor yourself. Do you know what? Don't leave it up to the pastor to have to do the work all the time. Do you know what? I see my dad come here every Sunday. I see him every day of the week, and he slugs his guts out. He sweats. He works hard. He has a bad back. He still carries heavy things, and he shouldn't. But you know what? He works hard because he's working for something that he knows counts. The worship band like to just come up. That'd be great. Finally, if you today think something inside of you has broken, maybe for some of you today, you are not a Christian. Do you know what? There is the opportunity for you today. If you think that it might be a little glimpse of actually that God might exist, why don't you just step out today? We have the pastoral care team. Just come and talk to one of them. Do they have badges on? They don't have badges on. Come talk to Jane or Robin or myself. If you believe that actually, you know what? There might be a God that exists. Come and talk to us. We're open. You know, you don't know unless you give it a shot. Sometimes you don't know what you enjoy unless you just do it. You know, some of you may actually realize, I don't know if any of you have noticed, but there are lots of theories. There's the Big Bang Theory, evolution, yin yang. Some of you might believe, I've heard of Muhammad, Allah, Mary, or Buddha. But does any of those things give you a real reason for living? Does it give you a purpose? Does it provide 100% of forgiveness for your past mistakes? Do you know what? I believe that following God has given me such a purpose in my life. I don't, to be honest, know sometimes what I'm going to do the next day. But you know, when I wake up in the morning, I trust in God and I say, God, I expect you to be there with me today. We're just going to pray. Does everybody want to just stand with me? What we're going to do in a minute, we're going to worship God, okay? This is your opportunity to get down and dirty, okay? This is your opportunity, okay, to just do it. Do you know what? I believe that some of us today can slack so easily in our relationship with God. Some of us today might not even have a relationship with God. Some of you might not have realized, okay, here is your time to do it. You know, it is between you and God. Nobody else in this room has to be in it unless you want them to be in it, okay? This is a decision for you to make with you and God. If you really feel that something on inside of you has tugged at your heartstrings, I just want to ask you to go for it in this worship. We're going to really go for it. I want you to give it your all. Do you know what? If you get excited and you want to jump up and down, you jump up and down. If you want to whoop whoop, you whoop whoop, okay? If you just want to give it your very best, maybe you just want to sit there. Maybe you just want to listen to God. Maybe you just want to see that actually there is a God that exists. Maybe sometimes you just have to tell yourself that he is there. Even though it's a difficult situation, even though it's hard to find him, he is there. If you want to, you want God to use you, you've got to start paying attention to him. You've got to start listening to him every single day of your life. If you want God to use you, you need to get in there. Yes, your careers are important. Yes, they are to help you. But you know what? At the end of the day, at the end of your life, what will have you achieved? It's not too late to earn your stripes today. Father God, I just ask today, Lord, right now, in this place that you'll come. Father God, I just ask, Lord, that today, Lord, we'll realize how important we are, Lord. We'll realize that we all have giftings and all talents and you can use us. But Lord, I can't do this without you, Father God. I can't do this life without you, Lord Jesus, because you do so much for me. So Father God, today, through this last worship session, and when I go out this week, you know what? I'm going to choose to make that decision. I'm going to choose to realign myself, to take up my cross, and I'm going to give you my all. I am going to give you my everything. And Father God, I pray that you will use us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.